You are listening to Concert Blast.
His sting, the unholiest of kings, the Black Widow.
Your poison running through my veins, your poison.
I'm 18 and I don't know what I want. 18, I just don't know what I want.
18, I gotta get away. Baby, if you wanna be my lover, you better take me home. Cause it's a long, long way to paradise, and I'm still on my own.
See my lonely life unfold.
I see it every day.
I'm Matt from Waynestown, Kentucky, and you are listening to Concert Blast.
This is Jeremy from Nashville, and you're listening to Concert Blast.
Hi, I'm Dustin McDaniel from Covington, Tennessee, here to rock with the coup, and you're listening to Concert Blast.
Hi, my name is Frank Laris. I live in Nashville, and you're listening to Concert Blast.
I'm Ray in Nashville, Tennessee, and you are listening to Concert Blast.
And my name is Wayne Morgan. I live in Franklin, Kentucky. We're listening to Concert Blast.
You're listening to Concert Blast with Eric Singer, and I'm hanging out. What's up?
This is Chuck Garrick, bass player for the Alice Cooper Band, and you're listening to Concert Blast.
This is the hardest working man in show business, Damon Johnson, and you're listening to Concert Blast with Mike, Brian, and Tom.
Hey.
Yeah, baby.
Hey there, this is Calico Cooper with Alice Cooper. You're listening to Mike, Brian, and Tom, my good buddies on Concert Blast.
When we got no choice.
Concert Blast. This is Brian Hasbrook along with
Mike Arnold
and Tom Thompson.
And tonight, guys, we're going to review a very, very special show that we were privileged and honored to see. And who was that?
That was the one and only Alice Cooper.
Wonderful show, wasn't he, guys?
Oh, man, I tell you what. I tell you, that man still has it, doesn't he?
It's amazing how he can just walk on stage and he captures your attention. He demands your attention and he gets it.
I can tell you, and these guys can vouch for me, and anybody who saw that man play the same night we were there, the man is every bit as powerful as he was 30 years ago. Not only the command of the stage, the command of the crowd, and his act is as tight and precise and wonderful as it ever has possibly been. I would have to say this was the best show I've ever seen him perform.
I tell you.
Sorry about that, Ryan.
It was still good without you. Not that we didn't miss you, man.
Damon has stepped up.
He has, man.
He has really stepped up.
I tell you, the whole band, I tell you what, man, they've got it. Chuck can just get out there and play that bass. And, of course.
Yeah, Mr. Eric Singer was doing, I'll tell you, he like works out on the drums, don't he?
Tell you, man, he's got it.
And he does. And I tell you, Mike's right about Damon. Damon was charging around on the stage just like Ryan used to stomp around back and forth.
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
But he's got it, man. He's entertaining too, man.
He is good, and boy, Alice depends on him. And I love how Alice orchestrates the crowd through this. But with no further ado, let's get into the show. What do you say, Liz, first? We are outside, and before we come in, we talked to several people.
Yes.
People who traveled for hundreds of miles to come to this show. Listen to this.
Hey, what's your name?
Stephanie.
Where are you from, Stephanie?
Kentucky.
Kentucky, what's your name?
Matt.
I can tell. There's Matt right there. And you, Crazy Fly?
Crazy Fly.
What's that mean?
It's the name of the band.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Your band?
Yeah, my band.
What do you play?
Drums.
All right. Big Cooper fans?
Here. I wouldn't have came all the way here if I wasn't.
We drove almost 300 miles to be here.
So what part of Kentucky?
Williamstown. About halfway between Cincinnati and Lexington.
Yeah. Oh, you did drive a ways.
Yeah.
Why didn't you go to Louisville last night and see the Stones?
Now, if they were with Kiss, we would have definitely went.
So I guess you like Cooper's drummer, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah. Eric Singer, huh?
Yeah.
Met him several times at Kiss conventions, and I paid $1,000 and did the platinum thing in 04 when they were at Riverbend. Since Cincinnati.
Oh, yeah, I know.
Yeah. Yeah.
You're a big Kiss fan, huh?
We are. Yeah. It's great.
Nice to meet you guys.
Nice.
Thank you.
Too.
Have a safe trip back home.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Hey, what's your name?
Dustin McDaniel.
Where are you from?
I'm from Covington, Tennessee.
Covington? How far is that away?
About 4 hours.
Good grief, man. West Tennessee?
Yes.
And you?
West Tennessee transplant. I live in Nashville now.
Oh, you going to visit?
I came to visit him. We're diehard Cooper fans. I'm in the double digits this time, so I've seen Alice. Met him twice.
Really? How'd you meet him?
At the time, his record label, Spitfire Records, he used to be on. He's not on anymore.
Right.
I basically kissed their butt and did everything they told me to do to get backstage passes.
Uh-huh. And you got it.
It worked
twice.
Well, you know, I've gotten backstage passes too, but I've never met Alice.
Sometimes you don't. That's a misconception because people watch Wayne's World and they think that you're going to hang out and be good buddies and all that. And if you do get to meet them, it's like 30 seconds. Hey, how you doing? Love the show. And go, thank you. Snap a picture and I get out of here, basically.
Yeah, right.
And that's the way it is backstage.
Yeah.
And a lot of people don't know that.
We experienced that. Actually, they had two meet and greets when we saw them in Atlanta. One with the band and one with him. And with him, not everybody was invited.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Wow. So,
yeah.
But yeah,
two different rooms. Yeah.
I'm a diehard man. I own every album he's got, something like 28 or something along with own every. Some of them own.
Have you seen this tour yet?
I haven't seen this tour yet.
Oh, you'll love it.
Oh.
Because he has.
If you're old school, you'll love it.
I'm old school and new school when it comes to Alan.
It was after the Atlanta show at the Tabernacle. Was up close. And then we get hit with a lot of the blood during it. And after the show, we stopped. I told myself, the girl asked me, are you okay? It's like, looking at her kind of crazy, then I realized I forgot I had all that fake blood on. Oh yeah, I've just been at Alice Cooper. So
I'm calling 911 right now.
Yeah, but you went into a gas station, didn't you?
Yeah.
And somebody thought somebody beat the mess out of you.
Yeah.
Because all that. But, we used to be at Vacation Bible School. They used to listen to gospel songs. Me and Jeremy listened to Alice and Motorhead and Megadeth.
Man, you needed to be in Vacation Bible School.
I'm done.
Actually, Calico had I Am on her shoe, and Brian asked, what's that about?
What was the answer?
All right.
She says, because Jesus is the I Am, and that's my reminder.
Absolutely.
That's wonderful.
Oh, yeah. Alice is an about Christian in real life, and, he's the son of a Pentecostal preacher and all that, you know, so he's always been around.
Just then, didn't
How about you? You want to talk to us?
Yeah, I'm a Cooper fan. I haven't been to a lot of the concerts, but I got the 8-tracks, the albums, and I've got CDs.
You're not that old, are you?
Yeah.
What's your name? Where you from?
My name's Wayne Morgan. I'm originally from Nashville, and I'm living in Kentucky right now, Franklin, Kentucky.
That's not too far away, is it?
Nah, about 10 miles over the state line. I'm old school, so I'm really going to like it.
Yes, you are. If you're old school, you're going to love this. What's your favorite Alice Cooper album?
Probably Dwight Fry.
Oh, Love It to Death.
Yeah, and From the Inside. And
From the Inside's good.
Welcome to My Nightmare, you know.
You'll hear a lot of Welcome to My Nightmare.
Yeah.
We started dating in 79, and I done, what is it, Welcome to My Nightmare. It's a 24 by 36 painting. Then I done, you know, the little postcard that had Alice with the boa constrictor? I blew that up and painted that for him. I got a couple
of snakes, too, that I got from Florida.
Yeah.
And, of course, they died since then, but, you know, but we used to walk around the neighborhood with a snake around our neck.
My goodness.
And, you know, the neighborhood kids would think, they're crazy. You know?
I would, too.
But they were harmless, you know, just pets, you know. Like I say, we're here to have a good time.
You will tonight. You got some good seats?
Balcony.
All right, give him a backstage pass, okay? All right, here we go.
I heard about backstage passes.
Like we have them, right? That's funny. We love to
we
do that to people.
Like we do,
we don't. Probably give him a heart attack.
Well, we got to get. Hey, nice right. talking to you guys.
Appreciate it.
Hey, good talking to you guys.
You too. Take care, man.
Man, I tell you what, they're ready for Alice, aren't they?
Yes,
they are. Well, I was really shocked. We talked to people from Atlanta. And Cincinnati, And where else did we come from?
All over. Several small towns, Kentucky and Tennessee.
Yes, all over, man.
I mean, you're talking people coming 200,
300
miles.
Yeah,
or
yeah,
better. 400. Just for this show, and we asked them, what are you doing? Are you just in town? He said, no, I came here specifically for this show.
That's right. They know that Al's going to put on a good show, and it's worth the drive.
And remember that one couple from Atlanta? They went and saw the Stones in Cooper, but they said, we're heading home, and we're going to stop here, then we're going back home. Thought it would be just wonderful to see him at a more intimate setting. And I'd say from going from like 70,000 to a smaller venue was intimate, to say the least.
I'm sure it didn't hurt the intimacy with being at the Ryman Auditorium either.
Yeah, for those of you who don't know, the Ryman Auditorium holds about 2,300 people.
Yeah.
So, trust me, it's like having Alice play in your living room. It's wonderful.
Yeah.
From wherever you
That's
are
right.
at.
That's
and
right.
And this place was built a long time ago. It was actually built as a gospel tabernacle.
Right.
And it is so. It is built for sound, and you know it, brother.
It is, man. It sounds unbelievably great.
Let's talk a little bit about the opening band, Crash Kelly.
Tell you what, man, they were energetic. They really tried to get the crowd going, and they had some, you know, they had some good music.
And these guys are from Toronto, and I believe. Now I didn't get to meet them. I must have wandered off, but I think Tom got to meet them.
Yeah, me and Mike talked to them.
Yeah.
Nice bunch of guys.
And you'll hear that on our conversation show.
That's right. But, yeah, Crash Kelly, I mean, great opening band. I mean, they really had some good, you know, spiffy tunes out there. And the lead singer was also the lead guitarist, too, man. He could play that guitar.
Yeah, he was a good guy. I enjoyed meeting Sean. Very nice to us. And he said he couldn't wait to listen to our show.
Yeah.
You know, after their set, though, it was strange to hear Alice Cooper songs coming over the PA between
Very
sets.
Very strange. I mean, you just don't hear that. I mean, it's like, wait a minute, that's another Alice Cooper song. Wait a minute, that's another Alice Cooper song, you know?
Yeah, and I was shocked to hear the Sunset Babies because it's like, wait a minute.
We like that song.
We love that song. That's a Ryan Roxy song.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking,
yes, that's right.
They don't have to pay royalties if they don't play it live.
So wait a minute now. So it tells me I'm hearing it now. That means I won't be hearing
That's
it later.
Exactly
and I was kind of a little ticked off at that point. But
yeah,
anyway.
That was strange.
Let's talk about the stage setup, too.
I mean, you could definitely see Eric's drums out there because, I mean, it was two-tiered up. And, I mean, which I thought, right smack in the middle. You know, you could easily see him. And the drum set looked awesome, too. The
double
stage.
Double kick drum. What I really liked was the Alice Cooper drawings of his face on each one of the kick drums. That was neat looking.
That was new, yeah, because we hadn't seen that before.
At least I didn't notice it before.
Right.
So it was a two-tier stage. Mostly everybody stayed down on the main stage. There was several steps. Not really stairways. It was about four steps, I guess.
Yeah, it was about four or five steps down from the drum riser.
From the drum riser. On each side of the drum riser, there was steps going up to the second tier. The second tier was more for Eric Singer as a drum riser. On one side is where Alice came out, and also our good buddy, our new friend, Calico Cooper.
Well, yeah. And that's one thing, is as you can hear on our Alice Cooper show previously on the conversation, that she was just so nice to us, and, I mean, we really enjoyed meeting her.
If you haven't listened to the Alice Cooper conversations yet, you got to listen to that, because we talked about every band member. Oh, we didn't get to see Kerry Kelly, though, you know, the guy who joined the band after Ryan left.
Well, somehow he got out to the bus before we even saw him. I think he must have come right off the stage, like washed his face and hit the bus before anybody even got out.
Had to have.
He did a good job, though, I thought.
I thought he did a real good job.
Oh, yeah, he had good stage presence, a very good player, added to the vocals a lot.
Let's talk about the backdrop. The backdrop was a big white curtain type with the Alice Cooper painted up eyes when the lights went down. Remember hearing the organ, scary, like from a scary movie?
It did, yeah.
The 60s.
It was.
Something to hear an old Frankenstein movie.
Exactly.
And then the crowd went berserk. That crowd was into it.
And, man, I tell you what, they could not wait for Alice.
I mean, that crowd was so loud, I could actually feel the room, like, vibrate.
Yeah.
And that's how loud they were screaming.
Yes.
The lights are out, and you can see the band's, you know, like, silhouettes walking out on the stage.
Mm-hmm.
They crank up the music. The lights come on, and they're jamming. And as they're jamming, you're looking around for Alice. There's no Alice yet. And then all of a sudden, right beside the drum set, walks up Alice with his, like, his, a little whip thing.
Yeah.
He's looking at you like, you better pay attention.
That's right.
Now.
Here I am.
Here I am, and I want your full attention.
You better believe it. You better believe it.
Of course, the band was already on stage, yeah. And they were all wearing, like, masks.
White masks.
You couldn't tell who anybody was. Well, of course, we could.
Even Eric had a mask on.
He sure did.
Did you notice that?
He sure did. Everybody but Alice.
They actually started out with a song that wasn't too familiar to us.
Well, not to us, it wasn't.
But it was a very hard rocking song from Brutal Planet called Wicked Young Man.
I am a vicious young man. Oh, I am a wicked young man. It's not the games that I play, the movies I see, the music I dig. I'm just a wicked young man.
And as the band crashed out the ending of the song, now Damon Johnson, lead guitar, stepped up front center stage. He did a couple of strums, a couple of riffs. He's just teasing the crowds and sitting there going.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, he just jammed right into No More Mr. Nice Guy.
I got no friends because they read the papers. They can't be seen with me. And I'm feeling real shot down. And I'm getting mean. No more.
I tell you what, Damon could not have done that more perfect. I mean,
it
was
perfect,
man. I just loved it, and that just set the tone for the rest of the evening.
Yes, but what I really like, what else set the tone? The crowd sang the chorus.
They could.
Alice got everybody singing.
Oh.
Yeah, and you're thinking, oh, man, this is going to be a great night. Now, I saw a set of keyboards, and I think I remember showing y'all. Look at these keyboards over here on the right-hand side. Never saw anybody playing them.
Never.
I heard keyboards, so I don't know where they're coming from, guys.
Yep. Somebody's playing somewhere.
Is it playing backstage or by the soundboard or whatever?
You're right.
But there were keyboards throughout the show. Just subtle at times.
Every once in a while, yep.
Yeah, yeah. I'm sure there was a tech guy off to the side, man. Mm-hmm. That we just didn't see.
Mm-hmm.
But you talked about the keyboards, and that kind of led into the next song, because there's kind of a keyboard that fades into this song, the title track of Dirty Diamonds.
Which Dirty is Diamonds!
Dirty Diamonds!
Dirty Diamonds, blood so funny, you shake it fast. Dirty Diamonds, stone cold killers, and you're on their list.
Cooper turned it into a little bit of Mardi Gras because he was throwing out strings of pearls and necklaces, wasn't he?
Yeah, like fake diamond necklaces.
Yeah. But one of the best things about it was when Alice was finishing the song, it broke into Eric Singer into Billion Dollar Baby. I mean, that was just phenomenal. I mean, it just kept getting better.
That's when Alice pulled out a sword and he started playing around with the crowd, doing it across his neck, you know. Then he started doing a little fencing during the instrumental parts. You remember seeing that?
That was cool, man.
And he was also, remember, he stabbed a bunch of play money and was like shaking it back and forth in front of people.
Yeah, he's
like
falling off into the crowd.
Yeah, and of course everybody's jumping up trying to rip it out of the air before it hit the ground. So.
Yeah.
That's right. But I tell you what, I mean, the band just had it together. I mean, they really had a good system on who was going to be the lead into the next song, which, again, this is when, end of Billion Dollar Babies, that's when Eric kind of got the crowd going, you know, and they were beating away on
like
his kick drum. Yeah.
Like a rhythm. Let's listen to this.
Yeah. And everybody started clapping.
And
everybody's
clapping right
along. That's right. They were, man.
And I'm going, oh, what's it gonna be here?
That's right. That's right.
And Damon walks up.
He started doing this strumming.
And he broke into Be My Lover.
And then suddenly, she starts telling me her life story. She says, baby, if you wanna be my lover, you better take me home. Cause it's a long, long way to
was so cool because you could have done it either way, but the drum beat sucked you into that song.
And I loved how he changed the lyrics a little bit where it says, "You better take me home," and he goes, "and marry me."
That's right.
"We had a drink or two. Well, maybe three or four or five or six.
That was good. That was really good. Yeah.
I bet it's been a while since he had a drink or two.
Oh, I think it has too.
The next song I really love myself personally because we barely knew the song when we saw him in Atlanta a while back.
I knew it, man.
But aren't the lyrics are the most hysterical lyrics I've ever heard in my life?
They really are.
It's actually the American way of life.
That's right. That's right. Let somebody else do it for you, know.
And the song is called "Lost in America."
I can't get a car because I ain't got a job. Don't you know where you are?
Lost in America, lost in America, lost in America, lost.
And guys, yes, it's a song that's not one of his big hits, but you gotta listen to the lyrics. So
it's comical but sad and true at the same time.
It really is.
From Lost in America, they went straight into another song called
Guilty.
If you call it guilty, then that's what I.
The music didn't stop. Alice hardly talked at all. He just went from one song to the other and just kept us going.
This was the first time after Guilty that the band actually stopped the music after their songs.
Oh, yeah. They all, like, is that where they, like, that sat down on the drum riser and just kind of sat around the drum riser?
And on the steps. Oh, yeah. Alice pulls out a trash can. It was like it had graffiti painted all over, beat up.
Yeah.
He put it right center stage. He sat on the trash can. Damon and Carrie take their electric guitars and exchange them for acoustic guitars, and you hear the famous ballad,
"I Never Cry."
Sometimes I drink more than I need, until the TV's dead and gone. I may be lonely, but I'm never alone. In the night may pass me by, but I never cry.
That was a neat way to blend into that, you know, because it's one of those songs that everybody's heard.
Oh, yeah.
You know, one of his top hits. It just, I mean, the acoustic sound was just great.
And it came out, and guys, it's a long time ago.
We were there.
We were there.
Been there, done that.
Yeah.
It was actually widely accepted as a single, a ballad from a diehard rocker like Cooper. I mean, it's actually a good song, man.
It's a great song.
It really sounded good.
And it comes off live really well.
But the band got back on their feet, put down their acoustic guitars, picked back up the electric guitars, lined up in the middle of the stage as they started with another great song from Dirty Diamonds.
"It's a Woman of Mass Distraction." "Some girls try to get you in bed. Some girls like a kick in the head. Some girls make you wish you were dead. Some girls will make you blue when you should be seeing red. She's a woman, some kind of woman. I got a woman, a woman of mass distraction."
I love that song.
Actually, I think that's my favorite song off of Dirty Diamonds, too, because it's got a really good, nice kick to it.
I like Sunset Babies the best. I'm sorry. But I do like that song.
Oh, no doubt. And then right after that, Alice picks up his crutch, starts throwing it around there. And that's right, because you know what? You know what's coming next. One of Alice's biggest hits, 18.
"Lines form on my face and hands. Lines form from the ups and downs. Don't know what I want. 18, I gotta get away.
just can't get enough of that song. It's just one of those songs that you just love hearing over and over, especially when you can hear it live.
What I really like is how he conducts the band like an orchestra at the end.
Choreographed.
But I tell you, the next song, it was a shocker to all of us.
It was one that I was complaining
that we didn't get to hear when we saw him in Atlanta.
That's right. Yes. That's right.
They must have heard the podcast.
They must have heard it, and that's the only reason they played it, and it's You Driving Me Nervous.
That was definitely a big surprise.
We never heard that way back when. We never heard it. So thank you, Alice.
Glad they played that one, huh?
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's only like a 2-minute, 45-second song, but I don't care, man.
That's right.
But the next song is another good old song that we all like. And it's another type of sing-along that everybody in the crowd really liked. And they played...
Is It My Body?
What have I got? Want to love me? Now, is it my body? Someone I might be. Something inside me. You better tell me. It's really up to you.
You know, at this point, I don't think it could get any better.
Well, the only way it could get better is if somebody comes out of the stage, which we've been waiting on.
Alice picks up his shakers.
Maracas.
There you go.
Yeah, yes. Maracas. Those Mexican.
That's what it's called.
Bean shaky thingies.
Yeah.
And then, of course, the guitars faded in, and then Calico came out, and she had this red and black streak wig. It's like Eric Singer's got a double bass. She had double whiffs.
She did, man. And I tell you what.
Of course, Tom and I were going, "That's a nice outfit."
No, I was thinking it was a very nice outfit.
I really appreciated the outfit myself. I mean, she looked so different with that wig on.
She did.
I mean, she looked like a different woman.
Well, she's an actress. She is a different woman.
She really is.
And you pulled off that character very well, because Tom and I were impressed.
We were very impressed. I mean, but it was like the top of the show. I mean, it was like you knew that was where it was peaking. At least that's what I thought. It was bringing out the whole theme of the show, because we knew that theatrics were going to start coming and coming.
We had the rock show. Now it's time for the drama, the theatrics.
That kind of took your eyes away more than just your ears, because you were looking to see what all was going on. And, I mean, Calico, I tell you what, she is in the best shape I've ever seen her.
I got to tell you.
Oh, man.
Remember when she did a sideways cartwheel? I mean,
yes.
Up in the air. And I'm thinking, man, I'd really hurt myself if I even tried some. The song we're talking about is Go to Hell.
You're something that never should have happened. You even make your grandma sick.
You'd poison a blind man's dog and steal his cane. You'd give rap a leper and mail him to your Aunt Jane.
You'd even force me to die of venom.
Song is about a guy that's so wicked that his grandma doesn't even like him.
Yeah, can you imagine that?
She cracks the whip a couple of times, and eventually Alice overtakes her and takes the whips. She runs off the stage. Alice disappears underneath the drum riser.
Yep.
And then the guitarists are all up there. And then all of a sudden you hear this.
These words you speak are true. We're all humanary stew.
We don't pledge allegiance to the Black Widow.
I tell you what, that's unbelievable. But remember when we were talking to Calico? She said she actually hit Alice with the whip.
She says from time to time she misjudges the distance.
And you can see, because, I mean, she got that low.
Oh, he took it like a pro.
That's right. Well, I can see where
another typical day in the Cooper household.
No kidding, man.
No big deal. Dad just got knocked in the eye with a bullwhip.
It ain't like Mom ain't done it.
But you notice in the Black Widow, they didn't play the whole song. They just played
pieces of it. Yes,
it's like little snippets of it.
And then that led into Eric Singer's instrumental portion of where the drum solo started.
Toward the end of it, two demons walked out on the stage. Alice appears again from the upper riser, from the second tier.
Yep.
He walks down the steps. He's got completely different clothes on at this time.
Yep.
You know, he's got his top hat, and he's got his cane, and he chases away the demons.
Swats at him. Get out of here.
Yeah. And he breaks into the song.
Be My Frankenstein.
Be My
coffin that's standing up on the main stage, but beside the drum riser.
Right, behind Damon. Yep.
And he's putting these body parts, Alice is, inside this coffin. He's like connecting this.
Yeah.
And he's building his Frankenstein,
The body parts here are strung all across the different parts of the stage, so he's picking them up here and picking them up there. And
they kind of break into Welcome to My Nightmare.
We sweat and laugh and scream here, 'cause life is just a dream here. You're welcome to my nightmare,
Now, what's wrong with Welcome to My Nightmare compared to last year? He didn't bring out his snake.
You're right. There
I
was
didn't
no
miss
snake.
It until 2 days later.
You're exactly right. I didn't think anything about it.
Yeah, I wish I had asked somebody in the band, where was the snake? Was there a problem or something?
That would have been good to know.
Sure. Instead, he had these... Remember these ugly-looking characters? They put him in a wheelchair. It's like he was doing some kind of brain thing on him. And his straitjacket?
Yeah, straitjacket strapped up.
And they had him strapped to this wheelchair. And remember that big old ugly bald guy with no shirt on?
like holding his head back and stuff like that?
Yeah, man, he's spooky-looking.
He was.
Did Calico come out during that one?
I don't think so. I don't quite remember.
Yeah, I thought she was like a mad nurse during that one.
Calico, you'll have to send us an email and just remind us what we're doing wrong here.
Okay? Absolutely.
And give us an invitation to a show so we can just see for ourselves again.
Or if you need somebody to show you around the Nashville area, I'd be glad to do that too.
Boy.
That would be Tom at Concert Blast. Wow. I tell you what, man, you definitely helped make the show, Calico. I just can't say enough.
Tom.
Great performer.
Shot
a heart.
She's got a boo.
Yes, she got a boo.
She got a boo already.
Yeah, that's true. We did hear that.
A rock and roll boo.
Of course, that was last month, so again, you never know. You never know.
That was 3 weeks ago, man. What are you talking about, Brian?
That's right, Brian. Come on, man.
He gets away from them. They leave, and he's like holding his head like he's been like lobotomized.
Yeah, like he's hurt or something.
Yeah, his brain's on fire or something.
That's
right. And then he goes into his childhood. And he goes into the song, The Awakening.
I wake up in the basement. I'm so hungry. I'm dry. I must be here sleepwalking. Listening.
And it's like you're in a nightmare with this guy.
You really are. And I tell you what, I mean, Alice can really, if you don't really think about it, he can act real good too.
Oh, yeah.
Man, he plays the part great.
Y'all are scaring me.
And The Awakening leads right into another one.
Steven!
So I will cover up my eyes. And it will go. You've only lived a minute of your life. I must be dreaming, please stop screaming.
Steven!
Well, I thought it was good. They just played little bits of it, and built it up.
It's like a medley now.
Well, they kind of threaded Steven throughout the next few songs.
Yes, that was great.
And then all of a sudden from Steven, as Calico comes back out dancing around, Only Women Bleed.
She spends her life through pleasing up a man, feeds him dinner or anything she can. She cries alone at night too often. He smokes and drinks and don't come home at all. Only women bleed. Only women bleed. Only women bleed.
And that's when she does more of her ballet theatrics, because it's a slower song. And I tell you what, you can definitely tell she's done some ballet.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, she's great.
Yeah, I think her mom's had her in her school a few times.
Yeah, right? I think so.
Most definitely.
As he attempts to attack these guys and they overpower him and put him in a straitjacket. As he's in the straitjacket, they break him back into the song Steven again. And as they got him strapped up, he's sitting there in his straitjacket and he goes into Ballad of Dwight Fry.
I love that song.
It's creepy, man, I tell you.
It's a creepy time right now, baby.
It really is.
It's a creepy
is.
Time. He breaks out of the straitjacket, finally.
Yep.
He has his two knives, and he starts to sing, Killer!
What did I do to deserve such a fate? I didn't really want to get involved in this thing. Someone handed me this gun, and I gave it everything. Yeah, I gave it everything.
Then they overpower him.
Yep.
They take him to the guillotine, and Calico's out there.
Well, she's kind of goading the crowd. Come on, you want me to do this?
Yeah.
You want me to do this thing, man? What's the matter with you? Come on.
Like, no, wait a minute. I'm not sure if we want this or not, but we kind of did, you know?
I'm thinking, child, don't you know that's your father?
That's right. That's true.
Well, it's kind of like the medieval thing where they used to hang people in public, man.
Yeah, that's right.
They did it to the roaring crowd.
Then all of a sudden, the blade comes down.
Boom, there goes the head. It
they
does.
Pick up the head. And they play around with it, spitting at it.
Yep. Then Calico grabs the head and walks up to the coffin and completes
the
body or the monster, or whatever you want to call
inside
it.
Inside the coffin.
Yes.
If you want to call it.
Everybody's off the stage. The lights are black. You can see the guillotine and everything just move away.
Yeah, moved away from the stage slowly so you weren't paying that much attention to
exactly.
it.
Exactly.
But as they place the head back up on this headless body, bright white lights.
And
I mean, blinding white, blinding white lights came around this, illuminated the coffin and the head and everything else. And then
they broke into schools out.
Well, we can't salute ya. Can't find a flag. If that don't suit ya, that's a drag. School's out for summer. School's out forever. School's been blown to pieces.
As they broke into that song, Alice bust out of the coffin.
Yes.
He was the guy in the coffin when they put his head on, and he came out with his white tux suit.
Yes, man. He's looking slick, too, wasn't he?
Yeah, had the white top hat.
Yeah,
the cane
bouncing around. You know, he was definitely out there to entertain.
The huge balloons start coming out from the sides of the stage onto the crowd, and they're popping them, and they're bouncing
them. But Alice, he was popping them to break, and there was confetti inside there, yes.
Did he find his sword again and do that?
Yeah, he did.
I think he picked
up another sword. And these balloons, guys, are huge.
They are huge.
They're like 5 feet across. They're filled with something, because, man, you bust those things, and you have this powder.
Confetti going everywhere, and white
smoke going everywhere, man.
That's right.
And then they leave the stage.
Yep, the stage gets dark, and the crowd's thinking, wait a minute, we haven't seen enough yet.
Thunderous applause.
Yes.
I mean, this is an old wooden auditorium, man. When you stomp on wooden floors, it makes a lot of noise.
It really does.
And I'll tell you, when they did come out, it was deafening. And they just went right into Poison.
Calling and it's needles and pins. I wanna hurt you just to hear you screaming. My name don't wanna touch you, but you're under my skin. I wanna kiss you, but your lips are venomous. Poison. You're poison running through my veins. You're poison.
Chuck has no shirt on. He has his tattoos shining. Eric Singer, no shirt on back there.
Yeah.
You know, and I think Damon has a new shirt on, and so does Carrie, I believe.
Yeah, they got cleaned up.
And everybody's like completely different.
Yep.
And as they leave from Poison, they go directly into I Wish I Were Born in Beverly Hills.
Oh, I wish I was born in Beverly Hills. Swear I could drink half as much as she spills. Wanna fit it up, hit my kicks and spills. Be a gigolo lover, send her the bills, yeah.
Calico came back out. What did Alice say? It's time to sacrifice a Hollywood starlet.
I thought it was kind of a combination, Paris Hilton and Courtney Love.
Yeah, you're probably right. That's probably right.
She had a pet something, some kind of stuffed animal.
Wasn't it a little doggy?
A little doggy, a monkey. I don't know what it was.
Yeah.
But they were taking, they had people like they were.
Paparazzi.
Paparazzi's taking pictures of her, like journalists writing notes, everything she did. But then what happened? The little stuffed doggy ended up attacking her on her face, and when she moved it, there was blood everywhere.
That was
fake blood all over her face.
I gotta admit, she added to that show tremendously.
She really did. I mean, she really poured it on.
She was not out there a lot of the time, but when she was out there, she was kind of the focal point of that stage.
I'm telling you, I agree 100% with you, man.
She left the stage.
Yep.
The band finished that song, and then all of a sudden you hear one of our very favorite songs start up of all time.
Which is
Under My Wheels. The telephone is ringing. You got me on the run. I'm driving in my car now, anticipating fun. I'm driving right up to you, babe. I guess that you couldn't see, but you were under my wheels, honey. Why don't you let me be?
What a great night. What a great song to end the night with.
Yes, it was perfect. Yeah. It could not have been better. And we just kept saying it over and over. Man, Alice has got it in every way possible.
Well, I mean, talk about it, you're a consummate showman. I mean, I enjoyed that more than when we were teenagers. Yeah. I had to say that was better.
Yeah. It was amazing.
And I got to say, because I'm thinking it's because the man's straight. It's added to his act, it's added to his concentration, his vocal ability, and his performance.
Okay, which now leads us into
the blast scale. All right, guys, there were some disappointments in my part.
Oh gosh, imagine that.
You know how picky I am. The disappointments I had was, at the end of the show, I thought it got a little bit too loud. It was loud from the beginning, and that didn't bother me, but it got so loud there for a couple of songs that it was muffled in my taste. One more thing wrong.
Uh-oh.
No snake. Not that that's bad, because they made up for it with the theatrics.
Yeah.
They do their songs just like we want them. Bam, bam, bam. They get the crowd into it. They get the crowd singing. No filthy language.
None.
Thank you, Alice Cooper.
Yeah, that's right. No points taken off, because there wasn't any.
Everything is perfect for that show. And anybody out there going to see Alice Cooper, I highly recommend you go and travel if you have to.
Yes,
because I will rate this show a 9.8.
Wow. That's the highest rate I think Mike's ever given.
I don't give anybody a 9.
Well, I'll tell you what. I mean, the show was phenomenal. I mean, it was, I'm with Mike, where literally it is one of the most impressive vocals, sound, stage presence, musician quality that basically we have seen, and we've seen a lot of concerts. It's definitely ranks within the top two or three, no doubt about it. I kind of wish that Alice would have started off with a different song.
Yes.
I mean, not that the song was bad, but...
something more easily recognizable.
Exactly.
And one thing that y'all might not agree upon, I mean, I love how it just kept going, but I would have liked to heard Alice talk to the crowd maybe a little bit, because he did very little of it.
I'm okay with it.
Hey, Nashville, yeah. Glad to see y'all, you know.
And well, he did a little of that, very little.
It took about
8 seconds, and
right,
it was done.
A little bit of singing along, but even though they did it anyway.
Then he would start taking away from the set list.
That's probably true. And we could have definitely think of 10 more songs he could have easily
played.
Then
we would have knocked him down another 0.5.
Calico is definitely a plus. I mean, she definitely is a main presence of the whole entire show. Major points there. I would have to rate this show 9.7.
Wow.
Cool.
Yep.
The most phenomenal thing I've seen in quite some time. Tell you the truth, something off of Brutal Planet. You know, it was. I wish I could have got something a little bit more recognizable, but this was a killer song. Mm-hmm. That was a killer song that they started out with.
Oh, yeah.
And,
good song.
And it was a great song, a great starting off song. Great way to come out on stage with masks
and stuff like that.
I like that. That's very unusual. The absolute authority that Cooper commanded that stage with. He commanded not only the band, but the crowd. And I'll tell you, the band is phenomenal. If you guys don't hear, I haven't heard a lot of these guys, Chuck Garrick, Damon, Eric, Carrie. These guys are a phenomenal group of musicians. But I will say one thing also, and I agree with Tom Calico. She provided a major contribution in that show. Darlin', I wish you well with your acting career. If your acting career should take off like your performance on this stage, you will be just a phenomenal actress. We wish you the best at that, because you're wonderful on stage, and your dad ought to be very proud of you. I can't say enough about the show. It's phenomenal. I can't knock off anything for anything.
Uh-oh.
Nobody's perfect.
What is it?
9.95.
Whoa! Wow! That's saying
just because
there.
I can always dig up something that I didn't hear that I wanted to.
Yeah, you can always do that.
It is worth the price that you paid for it. Would I go to it again? In a heartbeat.
No doubt.
Tomorrow, on a Monday at 2:00 in the morning.
As long as it's within 300 miles driving distance, we'd be there.
It's worth traveling for. I can speak for these guys I know when I think it's honestly one of the best shows we had ever seen.
Mm-hmm. Yes. You will not see very good concert pictures, because I took them from the balcony. It's just one of those things that happened. And we're going to get all that taken care of and go forth. Anyway, please be sure to sign on to concertblast.com, vote for us, sign on to our Frapper map. It's very important that everybody knows where we rank, and right now we're in our top 100 like we usually are. We want to break that and go to the top 50.
We really do. And guys, again, I mean, if there's something we're doing right, yes, tell us to keep doing that. If there's something we can improve on, guys, we're doing this for you. We want to make this the best, you know, podcast out there. We want to bring the show to you. So give us some suggestions.
Guys, if you're a fan of Cooper, I mean, if you like what we do, if you like the review, please just take the time to put your name on that Frapper map. Let us know where you're calling in from. Hey, Cooper band members, we'd like to have yours up there, too.
Yep. Also, if you want to get on our email list, send an email to shows@concertblast.com. We send out newsletters every month to let you know what's going on with us, what's coming up, what we just did, and some of the fun stuff behind the scenes. We'll also show you our top 20 shows of every month, and that's interesting to know.
And also, if you want to be a guest on our show.
If you want to be a guest host, even.
Whoa.
Give us an email.
Give us a check.
Give us a check. Yeah.
Show us. Show us.
Do it. Let you go, man.
Shows@concertblast.com. This is Mike signing off.
And this is Brian signing off.
And Tom signing off.
And until next time, God bless you. See ya.
Woo. I want to thank you for letting me be myself again.
boom, 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 boom.